Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is being sponsored by Sandra Godley Ministries of the UK.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hey, 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 it is Thursday, and you know what day and what time it is. It is time for The Sweet Life with yours truly, Candy West. And as always, it is a privilege and an honor to serve you by way of radio each and every week right here on Finding My Way Channel Network. And I want to welcome all of our listeners from all around the world. Thank you for tuning in with this hour of power. I have an amazing show in store for you tonight. I have some fabulous, fantastic, amazing women that will be joining me on the show. So you definitely want, as always, to text, tweet your friends, tell them to log on to the Finding My Way channel right now for this show, for The Sweet Life, because it's going to be amazing. And I promise you, you will leave empowered, you will leave encouraged, you will leave strengthened, edified, and all of that good stuff once you hear what these women are bringing to us tonight. And I want to start, we're going to play some new music tonight, but I want to start with a song by a good, good friend of mine, Miss Cheryl Fortune. She's an amazing songwriter. You know her. She's worked with James Fortune, written for him and many artists for many, many years. And she is stepping out into the forefront. Her record comes out tomorrow, Friday. Yes, that's right. Her first solo project is being released on Ty Scott Records. And so you definitely want to support her. This song right here is her first single release from her upcoming project. And this song is called Fighters. I need all the fighters to stand up right here. Here's Fighters by Miss Cheryl Fortune.
Same road, and all you want is someone to hear your bleeding heart overflowing with tears. I hear you say, but nobody knows. You come to say, suicide was no joke. Worthless and sad, left with no fight. This can't be all. You still have life. I'm here to
right now. Don't that make you want to put on your boxing gloves and just give life a go right there? I absolutely love that song. It definitely helps me in my daily walk and my faith, and just to remember that I am more than a conqueror. Again, you can catch Cheryl Fortune's new project being released tomorrow on all digital outlets everywhere. You definitely want to support good gospel music, amazing songwriter, amazing woman of God, and she has such a heart for God and such a pure passion for worship. And so why not support her? Why not get her music? So you can definitely download that tomorrow. But while we're here, I want to go ahead and get these ladies on the line. They have a book that they've collaborated on. I mean, it's not often that you see women especially coming together to collaborate. And I have some of the writers on the line for the new book that's going to be released called The Journey of Chainbreakers. I have Dr. Katrina Pullum. Hey, Katrina, how are you, sis?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I have Tiffany Easley on the line with me. Hey, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thank you for being with us. And I have Chef Felicia Guimont on the line with us as well. Hey, Chefy.
How are you tonight? How are you?
I am good, love. Now, I'm calling her Chef because this woman throws down. I'm telling you, if you're on a diet and you're trying to watch your weight and watch your figure, listen, she doesn't play fair. I mean, you're just going to throw all of that out the window. Once you eat it, you just smell it. You just smell her cooking. I'm telling you, it's just going to make you just completely abandon, recklessly abandon all diet, all healthy nutrition.
I am sorry.
Listen, don't apologize, because it definitely is a gift. I mean, you throw down. But I'm so excited to have all of you amazing women on the line with me tonight for this show, because you have this book that you've collaborated on. And Dr. Katrina, a dear friend of mine, a sister in the faith, and I absolutely love her. I'm so inspired by her story, her journey, and I'm going to give her an opportunity to share that with us in just a little bit. But Dr. Katrina, tell us about this book, The Journey of the Chainbreakers. How did this come about?
Well, The Journey of the Chainbreakers is a series to my original book, Breaking the Chains, From Hurting to Healing, which is my memoir that I did 3 years ago. And so from there, God had been speaking to me to bring some other people along that wanted to tell their stories, because through the original book, we've seen a lot of people get healed. We've seen a lot of people get empowered, inspired by that book. And so I picked three young ladies to take the journey with me from, I guess what you call it, not baby boomers. We do have one millennial that's with us, and that's Wanda. She was unable to be on the to do the interview tonight. But, you know, I wanted to reach back and give them the opportunity to tell their stories. They have always wanted to do a book on their own, and they didn't know how to. So this is just the introduction to who they are. So when they step out on faith and do their solo book project, this is just a taste of who they are. And so that's why I did it.
Well, that's awesome. Tell me the premise of the book. What, when a reader buys this book, and I know, of course, you can get a snippet of what the book is about, but for those that are just now hearing about this book for the first time, what is the premise of The Journey of the Chainbreakers?
The Journey of the Chainbreakers, for individuals that want to be empowered, need some faith, need some encouragement, it tells a story for women who decided not to let their chains, their past, their current situations, such as homelessness, such as depression, hold them back from living out their dreams and walking in their purpose. And so if I know for me, I talked about being a teenage parent, you know, because my desire was to go to Spelman University and do all of these other things, but instead of just giving up on my dreams, I just had to look for an alternative plan. I still went to college, but it wasn't the college that, you know, I wanted to go to. But I still went to college, and I was still able to keep my son as well. And so for me, being a teenage parent, I didn't let that stop me from living out my dreams, going to college and having fun while I was in college. At the same time, one of the other young ladies, she talks about her childhood of, you know, wearing intentional shoes of homelessness, you know, walking, going through that situation, and how she dealt with it and how it empowered her to walk in her purpose. And then I'll let Chelsea and Tiffany tell their story as well. But for that person that just feels like, you know, we call them generational curses. Because some people deal with generational curses, and they feel like, oh, my parent never been a business owner, so how can I be a business owner? It's for that person. It's for that person who's been sexually abused and have beaten themselves up because they feel guilty because of what somebody else has done to them. The book will help to encourage them, motivate them, and let them know that it is not their fault and there is still life after their pain.
Wow, that is so powerful. And I think that it is so timely because we have so many people, whether in different generations, whether they're millennial age, whether they're baby boomers, whether they're, you know, my grandmama's, you know, demographic, or whether it's my nephew's, you know, my 11-year-old nephew's generation and his age group. You know, there are so many people that are battling with generational curses and things that they haven't been able to honestly deal with and openly deal with to get healing from pain that they've experienced in their past. And so I really pray for those that are listening that you will pre-order the book. We're going to give you, once we get to the end of this interview, we're going to give you the information on how to do that. But I want you to just even prepare your mind to get yourself ready to purchase this book and support it, because if it's not for you, I promise you it's for somebody that you know that has dealt with one of these things that Dr. Katrina has mentioned. And it's not limited to these things. And I'm sure that, you know, Felicia, and I'm sure that Tiffany can give us even a deeper scope of what they've experienced, and I definitely want to hear from them as well. So, Miss Tiffany, please tell me, when you were extended the opportunity to be a part of this book and to write in this book and to share your story, what came to mind? What did you feel like? What was the importance of your story being told?
The very important piece of my story was to tell my story with power, with purpose, and with passion, and from a stance of victory and not victimization. Because many times we go through trials in life and we get stuck in the thing that happened, not understanding that what happened to us was to propel us to destiny and to help someone else later in life when they embark on that same journey. So my take on my chapters are talking about, how do you give your story power? How do you go beyond whatever the challenges that you face to live the life of your dreams and give your story power? So that's really what I wanted to do in the chapters and through the book. And I think all of us did just that, because we have some phenomenal authors. My sisters are amazing. Their journeys are amazing. Although they're different, we all had to walk it out ourselves, and we became better women, stronger women, and I think we're helping other women by sharing our story.
That's awesome. And you know, thank you for sharing that. And I'm really excited about this book, and I'm so glad, again, just to thank you, ladies, for taking the time to share with us your story, your heart. And we're going to dig a little deeper in just a minute, but I definitely want to go to a song. Marvin Sapp has a new project out, and this song here is called You and Me, and it is featuring Miss Erica Campbell. Everybody loves Erica. I love Erica. And this song is a great song, and it really just speaks on, you know, taking this journey and this walk with God. And I pray that you're encouraged by the song right here on The Sweet Life. Here is You and Me by Marvin Sapp, featuring Erica Campbell.
Tell them, Sapp, let's go. I've been through some storms.
I've been trying days, and I know what it is to think that things may never change. Even though I knew better, I couldn't pull myself together, because my mind kept racing, focusing on all the things I was facing. But then I felt your touch in the moment when I needed love. You gave me something to believe in, and now I never wanna leave.
It's gonna make you happy together. You and me forever.
Hey.
Lord, I pray every day, keep me in your love. Oh. It's gonna be you and me together. Hey. You and me forever.
Hey.
Lord, I pray every day, keep me in your love.
Ooh, you see, the devil tried to block me. And the devil tried to stop me, because I finally found out the way up is really going down. Down on my knees and pray, 'cause nothing can hurt me there. And though my facts are changing, now I see that the facts don't make me. Because I have your touch, that's the moment.
Got a good beat to it, great message, and I love how Erica's voice just rings through that chorus. I mean, she definitely has a sound that is unique, and Marvin Sapp, he never fails. I mean, and plus, I've had the privilege to work on this particular project that he's released. I believe the project came out last week, so I'm honored to be able to feature some music from this project. So go get it. As always, we play some of the best of the best of the best of the best of gospel music and beyond. And again, that was Marvin Sapp. Go get his new project now. I have some amazing ladies on the line with me, and they are sharing their story about this book that they are releasing really, really soon. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But I have Dr. Katrina Pullum, I have Tiffany Easley, and Chef Felicia Guimont on the line. And they are, I'm going to call these ladies, they are the Chain Breakers. And the title of their book is The Journey of the Chain Breakers. And I think that it is so powerful because I don't know if anybody else would be honest enough out there in radio world, but I've got some chains on my life that have to be broken. I've had some chains all my life that were broken, and I'm so grateful for women like this, men of God that were bold enough and confident enough and transparent enough to share their story that would help set me free. And so for those of you that are listening, please, please, please have an open heart and an open mind, because whatever area that you need those chains to come off, I promise you that there's something that one of these women have shared or will share tonight that will encourage you on your journey so that you can be free and completely free. Amen and amen again.
Amen.
Now, Chef B, Miss Felicia, I want to know, like, what was like your heart for wanting to connect with this book when Dr. Katrina reached out to you to be one of the writers for this book, one of the co-authors? What did you feel like you wanted to really speak to in this particular book?
Well, for me, I've been through so much and been judged all my life, from youth all the way up to adulthood. And I really, sometimes people feel like they don't have a voice. Even a child, when I was younger, 8 years old, my innocence was taken. And for sometimes I always tell people, kind of look at your kids' eyes, look at the young people's eyes, because you'll see something in the eyes. And I was judged as a little liar, because when I actually told it, the person who was with me and it happened to her, she didn't tell it. So it's like I had to go through life with people under, you know how you have to say your life is under a magnifying glass. I had people just, I was bullied. I mean, I went through life as that child that if you see me today, you'll be like, oh, she went through that? And I'm not ashamed. Before, I was ashamed to even share it. But then I thought about how many people are going through or gone through what I've gone through, and I can actually help somebody if I share my voice. I just wanted to share my voice, and that was a prime opportunity when Dr. Trina mentioned it. I was like, okay, am I ready to talk now? You know, but I was ready to talk because now I got to show domestic violence, health issues. I'm being a barren woman, and it's just a lot that went on in my life, and just for me to be able to share it, I felt freer, and that was a part of my healing as well. Sometimes, you know, you hold on. I, you know, had the little spill with suicide growing up from teen all the way up, and I'm like, share it, because somebody needs to hear it. Somebody needs to come out of their dark places, and you never really know what's going on in a person's mind anyway. And it was a part of healing for me. I'm serious. That actually helped me to, it's almost like those wounds and those voids that were open, it's like they were closed. When I actually opened my mouth to share what I had gone through, it was almost like, it's done. It's done. It was done. You got through it. Now help somebody else get through it. And I love what Tiffany said. It actually, what we went through, it sometimes it's a hard thing, but you can help somebody else with your story. And with me being able to even put a pen to the paper, you know, to write anything was a lot, because I had locked in so much. I used to write poetry as a young person, but, you know, you hear this, you'll never amount to anything, this, that. I had to fight so much and be, I'm trying to be way better than a person actually said I would be, because I was, it's like they had my destiny in their hand, but then I had to take it back. I'm like, I'm not going to live by, like, I think it was Dr. Trina said, those generational curses, the health, I'm fighting that. I don't want any generational anything. So I bind it daily, and just to be able to share portions of my life, and one day I'll be able to write the book. It was a blessing, and I'm grateful to say Dr. Trina is actually my coach and my mentor, and she stays on me about so much, and it's like I'm a better businesswoman today. My mindset is different, and we, you know, it's like iron sharpening iron, for real. So it's just been a great experience, and I just hope and pray we're able to help as many as we can. I feel like I'm an advocate for whatever, domestic violence, health issues, heart survivor, heart attack survivor, stroke survivor. I've survived so much, but it's just a blessing to be able to share, even in homelessness. It's just a blessing to be able to share and hopefully bring somebody else out of that.
Wow. And I think that all of your stories are incredible. And just to be able to, you know, you can't tell it all because, as Dr. Katrina said, each of you have a book in you. Books, you have books in you where you'll be able to tell more and unveil and take more layers off and show us more of your story and how you overcame. But the fact that you came together in a collaborative effort, I think is definitely commendable, because it's not often that you get a body of work that is a montage of different stories that come together. And the goal, end goal is, again, as the title says, to help break the chains, to help dispel the word curses, the generational curses, the mindsets, the hurt, the pain, all of those things that keep us from becoming who God has called us to be, all of those things that keep us from, you know, seeing ourselves the way that God sees us because of things that were spoken over us, because of things that we experienced that made us feel less than, that made us go into a shell. You know, I myself have experienced, you know, I was molested by a family member when I was 6 years old. Again, 7 years old, from a neighbor across the street, and it just kept happening, and it was a habitual behavior. And at one point I began to think that it was okay because it kept happening to me, and I was so afraid to tell it because I would always be threatened, like, I better not say anything, or this would happen or that would happen. So it caused me to live in fear, and all of those things beget other things if you don't deal with it. And then when I had a real encounter with God and began to deal with those things that I experienced as a little girl, you know, God began to, one step at a time, heal me from that, heal me from the shame of it, heal me from the guilt of it, heal me from, you know, the pain of it, heal me from the bad memories and the nightmares and all of those things that made me feel like I would never become or never grow beyond it. So, you know, it is so important because there's somebody that needs to hear you can overcome, no matter how terrible the situation seems or how it feels. You are an overcomer, you know, because Christ died. He gave his life. He gave something so precious so that we can have victory over these areas. And I know it sounds churchy, it sounds like a cliche, but it's the truth. It is a fact. Christ shed his blood so that when we go through life's issues and tribulations and the things and the challenges that put us in these positions, that we have to one day talk about how we overcame, that we can really stand and say, because of God, I have the victory. I'm an overcomer. I'm not what I did. I'm not what happened to me. I'm not the person that I was in my past. I really am a new creature in Christ, and I can tell the story because I've experienced it firsthand, his love, his freedom, his forgiveness. You know, that's a whole nother thing, being able to forgive those, and I want to talk about that in just a minute, but being able to forgive those. So let's put a pin right there. We're going to talk about forgiveness when we come back, because I'm sure all of you can attest to having to come to that point where you had to forgive that person that caused that offense in your life. So we're going to tap into that in just a minute. But before we do, I want to go to another song by Marvin Sapp on the Z Project. This song is written by the king of songwriting and production, Mr. Kirk Franklin. You know, this man, let me tell you, Kirk's pen never runs out. This song is called Kind God. I have never heard Marvin Sapp execute a song the way that he executed this song. So check it out right here. You heard it first on The Sweet Life. Here's Kind God by Marvin Sapp.
How kind of God to think of me, to plan me each step so patiently, to rewrite dreams I thought I know. Love on the cross, how kind of God, how kind of God.
that pain can change. I'm not worthy of you. How much they hold, but if the hurt is worth the price for what I lost, how kind of God love on the cross, how kind of God.
How kind of God to think of me. Even he gave his life, he gave his last breath, and he was resurrected just to give me an opportunity to overcome and to say, God, thank you. Thank you for counting it not robbery to take me through the trials so that I can reign with you again, so that I can sit with you in heavenly places. I got to go through some things in order to be tried and approved by you. So, God, thank you for being that kind. Thank you for being that good. I absolutely love this song. You know, Kirk Franklin is just, he's an amazing songwriter. And as we're talking about going through life's trials, going through tribulations, going through things that bring forth challenges in our life, sometimes we have to come to that point where we have to forgive that person that brought that offense in our life, whether it's a family member, whether it was a neighbor, whoever the offender is. At some point, we have to come to a reckoning moment so that we can free ourselves. Whether they come to us apologize, whether we ever receive or hear that apology, we all have to come to that point to release that person and free ourselves. I want to hear from you, Dr. Katrina, at what point, and if there was a point in your life where you had to forgive a person of offense, and what brought you to that point? Like, what in your mind made you say, you know what, I'm going to have to free myself?
Wow. I will say at the age of 25 is when I really got closer to God. Like, I always grew up in church and went to church almost every day. But it was like it was something that we were supposed to do. And until I really understood, I got out on my own, away from my parents, being spoiled and being given everything, and got out on my own and was able to do it for myself, that's when I began to recreate my relationship or really develop my relationship with God. And it was at that moment when I went through something really, really bad, and I felt like I was, you know, on my own at that time, where he began to minister to me, that he began to talk to me at the age of 25, because I was asking, like, why am I going through all of this? Why did I have to grow up and be sexually abused? Not by a family member, but by someone in the church. You know, why did I have to have a child at the age of 17? Why is it that my relationship wasn't good with my father because of my mother did something, kept up the animosity, you know, just those different things. And what God had to let me know is that everything that you've been through has only been a test, because what I can testify to is that those situations that I was put in them for a short period of time. It never lasted a long, long time, but enough for me to be able to walk in my purpose and be able to serve other people and minister to other people. Because how can I minister to you if I have not been through anything? And so from that point moving forward, just anytime anything happened, I'd be like, okay, God, so where are we going with this? But as far as forgiving, I didn't really forgive or really make peace until this book came out. The original book came out in 2014, because other than that, I just felt like everything that I've accomplished was that because I had to prove something. I felt like I had to prove to the person who hurt me that I'm not going to let what you did to me stop me. So it was more of a competition thing. It was more of, that was my self-gratification, to just kind of put everything on the back burner. Or I'm going to be honest, I just never really thought about it, because for over 15 years, I did forensic investigations in therapy. And people ask me, why, how is it that you work so well, not just with the offender, but also with the victim? And I always describe it as an out-of-body experience, until God really told me in 2013 that it was time for me to tell my story. I had been hiding behind helping everybody else. And so far as forgiveness, I mean, it still bothers me. When I wrote the book, I considered myself healed, but I still have moments where, you know, it still gets to me from time to time. But that's a part of, you know, the growing pains. That's a part of, you know, the having it released. And so what I can say is that the two people who did abuse me are no longer on this earth. And the last one passed away in August. And so to me, that was really my closure. That was, you know, I forgave them, because if I wouldn't have went through what I went through, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And so forgiveness is big, but in reality, it's still hard. You know, we can go back to the Word of God, but it's still hard as a human, especially when you know, there are sometimes I think, well, what would my life have been like if this person would have taken my innocence, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's very honest, very honest and transparent of you, because, you know, we think that forgiveness is immediate. You know, it does take time to really get past it and really be free, fully free. And it takes some people longer than others. You know, I want to hear from Miss Tiffany. I want to know, like, what was it for you, and what was that point, or even have you come to that point where you've fully been free by forgiving? You know, what was that reckoning moment for you?
I love this question, because that moment did not come until I began to pen my chapters. And honestly, I thought I had forgiven. I thought I was okay. I thought you know, life is great. I'm older now. I'm doing what I love to do, and I'm okay. But the reality was that I was not, because I was still holding resentment. I was still angry. And when I began to pin my chapters is when that internal healing, when God really began to peel away the layers and really expose those parts of my heart that had not been healed. And so writing those chapters really became like the healing exercise for me. And it was like a burden was lifted from me completely. So I walked away from those chapters being a new Tiffany, you know, being able to say, I really do forgive this person. I really can look at this person in the eye and say, it's okay. You may never say you're sorry. You may never acknowledge my existence, but it's okay, because if you would have never done what you did, I would not have the story that I have, and God wouldn't be able to use me the way he uses me. So it wasn't until I penned the chapters that I really was able to move forward in forgiveness and truly understand what it really meant to forgive and to move on.
That's so good. What about you, Dr. Jeffy? I'm saying Dr. Felicia.
It's a little bit harder for me because in one sense, there is one of my offenders, I get to see him like at gatherings. And it's hard for me because there's no, you know, when a person's not sorry for what they did and it's almost like they sniggle at you when they see you. It's almost like I did that to you. That's the only time it becomes hard for me. But I'm being honest. When I actually threw my hands up and just cried out to God in 1996, just, you know, really, really getting saved. And my pastor, I don't know if he remembers, but he actually said something to me about my past that I hadn't even told my husband. So I already knew the windows. When you go into the prophetic, you know, your life is like an open book. He used to always tell us, and I'd be like, oh, man, they're going to see everything. You know, when you actually are in, you know, a house where, you know, God actually is first. And I was kind of embarrassed, but then I was like, well, he's the only one to know because God told him. But it's like I wanted to forgive, and I have in my heart, especially when I just cried out. I felt like I had a weight off. I cried when I wrote, and I thought I forgave. I forgave, like, every situation. There was so many things that happened and so many people to really hurt me. I forgave a lot of them. I'm being honest. It was tough, but, you know, as long as they, you know, it's almost like, did you really repent for what you did to me? But you can't really say that. I just wanted to say, do you really feel sorry about taking something and making everybody judge me? But to be honest about it, I see things happening in the lives of so many that have hurt me, and I'm not saying they're gone off the face of this earth, but things have happened. It's like some things will never happen to another little girl from one, and I was like, okay, the barren part, it stemmed from that. My little system was young. I mean, it was like everything wasn't really developed. I hadn't even had a cycle yet, to be honest about it, and for my innocence to be taken before I even had womanhood, you know, I had that experience. It's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to swallow. And for me to even write a little bit about what I went through, I cried a little bit, and I thought, I don't want nobody else to go through this. So it hurts me to even see TV shows or the news, because, you know, everything negative coming out. To see a child being hurt, a child being, you know, abandoned, this, that, and the other, because I can't have kids, a child being molested. I was that child. Girls, you know, you look at them one way, but you don't understand why they made the decision to be that way. It's because of how my path was set up, but I had to take control. And once I really, really just said, Lord, have your way, you know, especially in my life, you know, I don't want to feel that way no more. I don't want to hurt. I don't want to feel like I'm not supposed to be on this earth no more. I had to just, it's almost like it's a heart condition. I had to just, you almost just say, let go and let God have his way. And you have to get in a quiet place and say, Lord, come on in the room where You just talk to me. Tell me what I need to do. Tell me. And he just puts people before you, organizations that are helping people. It's not for me to, you know, dwell upon what I went through. It's for me to tell about it and help somebody else. So I can safely say now that through who I'm working with, how I'm working with people, I'm gonna start where I didn't forgive at least one or two. I'm gonna say I'm gonna give it up. Because I can help somebody who really can't help themselves. Because sometimes, like I say, you don't even know if that person, they feel like they don't have a voice. But now my voice can be heard. Now I can share, and I can safely say I think I can forgive, and I make sure that I really remove myself from situations with one of them. I was like, I have the choice of not going around, you know, functions and all this where I don't have to be in that. That's my choice. I don't even put myself in the position where I hurt again, or he, you know, for him to snizzle, and it's almost like bring back my past. I don't even put myself in that position anymore, unless like major necessary, because it was in the family, and it, you know, it wasn't direct family, but it happened. So I'm trying. I mean, God is good, and I know through me speaking to other women, talking to them, you know, just I'm everybody's biggest cheerleader. I plan to, like I say, help as many people as I can, because I don't want anybody to go through what I went through. I'm just being honest. I really don't. So,
well, you know, I think honesty is key. I think, you know, the way that you ladies have expressed yourself and being honest and transparent, even about your process of healing, your process of forgiveness, I really believe that it's going to help somebody out there, you know, because again, I think a lot of times we think forgiveness, we think that it is just, it's automatic. Like you forgive, okay, I'm good, I'm free, I'm healed, and it doesn't sting anymore. But sometimes it's an ongoing process. When the disciples asked Jesus, how often should you forgive, you know, someone who causes an offense, you know, seven times? And she said, no, 70 times seven. You know, as many times as they offend you, you have to forgive. It's just, you know, it's constant. It's you know, it's an ongoing thing. I want you all to tell, or Dr. Katrina, when is this book being released, and where can we find the book?
Right now, you can actually find the book if you Google it, Journey of a Chainbreaker. It's on Books a Million. It's going to be on all major platforms. They're just being released like week by week. We're also, if you're in the Dallas, Texas area, we are doing a book sign in November the 17th. And so you can email pr@pullcorp.com to get an invitation to the book signing, where you'll hear more about our story, and also you can get your autographed copy of the book. And it's also coming to a bookstore near you. We're almost in the final phases of that. And so that's where you can get the book. And we'll be going around, of course, doing book signings in other cities. We launched in New York a couple of weeks ago. And so the next signing is scheduled for Dallas, Texas, November the 17th.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, ladies. Of course, to our listeners, for those that are just tuning in, I have three amazing ladies, three of four authors, co-authors of this amazing book that's coming out called The Journey of the Chainbreakers. You definitely want to get this book. If you've been battling anything that you've dealt with in your past, you may be going through something that you recently dealt with and you really don't want it to have a hold on your life, I really believe that this book will help you to break free. So The Journey of the Chainbreakers is coming out soon. You can definitely find it. I'm going to make sure that we post the information about the book on the radio website, so that people that listen to the show can actually go back and get the release date and the information on how to order the book, because I really support this vision. I support you ladies. I think that it's amazing for you to be bold enough and courageous enough to share your story and to empower and impact other people's lives along the way. Thank you so much for joining us on The Sweet Life tonight. I pray many, many blessings and much success to each and every one of you on your journey. Please give your love to Miss Wanda for me, please.
We will. Thank you so much for having us on.
Yes, thank it, you.
You are
thank
welcome.
You.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, my love. It is a privilege. And for those that are listening, this is The Sweet Life with Candy West. I had Dr. Katrina Fulham, Miss Tiffany Easley, and Chef Alicia Guimont on with me, three or four authors, along with Miss Wanda Bryce. She didn't get to make it on with us tonight, but they are the co-authors of the book, The Journey of the Chainbreakers. Go check it out. Get this book and change your life and be free and completely free. We're almost out of time here, but I'm going to leave you with a couple of good songs to get you along your way and help you jumpstart your weekend. Here's Well Done by Miss Erica Campbell. And after that, it will be one of my favorite songs from Travis Green's new project called See the Light. As always, it is a privilege and an honor to serve you here on the Finding My Way by way of The Sweet Life with Candy West. Thank you for listening to this hour of power, as I like to call it. And I really pray that you all have an amazing week. Whatever you need from God, whatever you're believing Him for, really know that God is a faithful God. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for He who promised is faithful. That's Hebrews 10 and 23, one of my favorite Bible verses. So I pray that that encourages you. As always, whatever bitter thing, whatever challenging thing that you've been facing, I pray that there is something about the love of God, the love of Christ, that will help make life sweeter for you. Y'all be blessed. And until next time, we'll be talking to you next week. Be blessed.
All I want to see is look upon His face. Let us think forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever so rejoice.
I want to hear Him say,
give it back to you. You give me my hugs and you know I love Him. And I'll give them back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take what's held in my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
That.
Gold mansion, just because I look dumb with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, He'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all His grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise Him for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing.
Yeah.
Come my name,
well done.
Can't wait.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is your sister, Shea Pratcher. Before we start, I would like to open us up in prayer. Let's go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now with a humble heart, giving thanks to you for being you, Father God. Thank you for your grace, your love, and your mercy, God. Thank you for providing us with another opportunity to get our walk right with you, God. Thank you for being a good, good Father in spite of. We pray that tonight, God, there's a message in the word that will challenge and charge somebody, God, to want to be and do more in Christ. Our prayer is that you continue to keep us in your hands, Father God, and in perfect peace like only you can. We come believing and expecting, oh God, that you will show up in a mighty way and bless somebody, Father God, in this hour. I ask that you move me out of the way right now, Father God, so that you can have your way. Thank you right now for filling me up so I can give back to your children. We come now, God, asking and standing in agreement, Father God, believing you for giving us perseverance in the midst of our problems and pain. This is our prayer in your mighty, matchless Son. In Jesus' name we pray and count it done. Amen, amen, and amen. We're going to do something a little bit different tonight. We're going to actually start with some praise and worship music to set the tone for today's topic. So here is Marvin Sapp, Not the Time, Not the Place.
Strong. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Not the Time, Not the Place by Marvin Sapp.
Again, I think that that song sets the tone for our today's topic, which is perseverance in problems and pain. Let's talk. The definition of perseverance is steadfastness in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. So one thing that my pastor has said that sticks with me is that a delay is not a denial. And sometimes I think that we get it twisted and think that it's okay to throw in the towel. But understand that I get that when we experience problems, it can absolutely be difficult to see past the pain. So that's what we want to deal with on tonight. So James 1, 2 through 12, and I'm reading the NIV version, and it reads, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." And this scripture is it's very, very encouraging and enlightening, because truth is, life happens to each and every single one of us. And one thing that I've learned along my journey is that no one person is exempt. And by exempt, I mean no one is excused from being hurt, experiencing pain, or traveling through the trenches. And we don't have the exact same experiences. My experiences will be different from yours and vice versa. Yours will be different from mine. But we all learn on and at different levels. And God will meet each and every single one of us on our level. Some of us must be tested and tried many, many times more than other people. But the more that we go through it, the more that we learn in it. So our minds operate on a different scale when it comes to living and learning through our trials and tribulations individually. So when we are faced with difficulties, then we must believe that God is in the midst of it and can pull us through. Now, if we don't believe that God can or that God will, then we may as well not pray about it. Some situations actually require us to pray and tarry a lot longer in the spirit than other times. But certain circumstances are easier for us to cling to our Father for one reason or another. And oftentimes these things are the areas of our lives where, so for some people it may be financial, for other people it may be relationships. And maybe it's because of your, you know, the experience that you've had up to this point in those specific areas. But understand that God is not going to put his hands on our situation when we have our hands on it in it as well. God is God all alone, and he needs no help, no assistance, and no guidance on how to do what he does, because he does it well. And knowing that he is perfect in all of his ways, then trusting him, especially when we experience pain and problems, should push us to persevere. Now, I think about Job. When things get really, really hard in my life, I think about Job because I can't help but to imagine the different emotions that he had to encounter as he lost what seemed to be. I think about things like, I think about the questions of how in the world did Job remain faithful to God and not give in to what the enemy wanted? How did he push through?
How did he persevere? But God did it. And Job had moments just like we do today. He felt weak, lost, and Job had a problem that caused him a lot of pain, a lot of pain. However, he didn't give up. He didn't give in, and he chose to persevere. The pain is what built Job up to be prepared to look past the problem and toward the purpose. And as we start to experience and encounter life on new levels, then we must learn how to do the same thing, understanding that every aspect of our life is intentional because our God is. He is very intentional, very purposeful, and embracing the experiences, because if we don't learn how to embrace our experiences, we're going to struggle a lot more and for a lot longer than we have to. And in order to do that, though, we have to learn that it's not about us. When we're going through, it's not about us. And God is using all of it, every piece of our lives, the good, the bad, and the ugly. He's using all of it to elevate us and not eliminate us. Elevate, not eliminate. How we view things will always dictate how we revisit things when we need to. And what I mean by that is, if you don't take in, we don't take in and learn what we are supposed to in our hardships, in our times of trouble, we will always find it hard to build relationships. And when we focus too much on the problem, then we aren't able to truly allow God to work on, in, and through us to push us into that stage of perseverance. And this leads us to feeling stuck, down. And when we feel stuck, then we make poor decisions, and we allow uncertainty, fear, and doubt opportunity to creep in. We all know that the next level down from this is defeat, but we have the victory in Christ. We are winners, and with God in it, we are able to resist and rebuke the enemy. And with God, we are able to find strength that we didn't even know we had. What better way to be built up other than by being chosen and blessed by the Lord? In order to appreciate the build, then we have to recognize and analyze the break in each one of our situations. No one person will have to walk the exact same journey as the next person. They may be similar, and sometimes we have a lot of the same types of life lessons, but we are here on this earth right now to find hope, trust, and faith in our Lord and Savior. Understanding that his word is what feeds us, spirit man, and we have the power to continuously feed it, and our flesh man feeds on foolishness, and that's just being truthful. It doesn't need, our flesh man doesn't need much training or feeding, so to speak. We are born, it comes natural. We are born with the sinful nature attached to us, and we must learn how to fight to free ourselves from it. And with that being said, let's check out Troubles Don't Always Last by Limitless.
Baby, troubles don't always last. Don't you cry. Keep your head up, head high. See, God's got a plan for you, and it's working together for the good. And faith will get you through. You gotta go through to get through.
Job laid me off, and I just bought a house. How I'm supposed to explain all this to my spouse? The devil working hard on me, ain't no doubt.
None.
Probably cause he see that I got a lot of clout.
Wanna
change route and come his way.
Come on,
but
way.
I got God, I don't go that way.
Still
looking for it, I'ma swerve a little. But a little bit of prayer can go such a long way. I'm gonna make it through the storm, cause my God got me. The odds against me, and I can't even worry about it. Faith on high, I know God gonna see about it. Told you faith is the key, and I don't ever leave without it.
Troubles don't always last. Be glad it don't last. Keep looking for trouble, don't you cry. Keep your head up, head high. See, God's got a plan for you.
And faith
felt a lot of pain. Had a lot of falls, but got back up again. Trials and tribulations, heaven destination. My soul taken, devil, you can't have that. Feel blessed, even when I'm down. I know God gonna hold me down. You wanna take my grace, wanna take my faith. Really wish you would stay about my faith, so my faith so hard. Cause I got God.
I do.
My prayer don't stop.
Okay.
But my troubles do. Troubles don't always last. Be glad it don't last. Keep looking for trials, don't you crack. Keep your head up, head high. See, God's got a plan for you. And it's working together for the good. And faith will get you through.
Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I am so glad that troubles don't always last. And that was Troubles Don't Always Last by Limitless. No matter what you're in the midst of right now, I just want to let everybody know that it's not too late. I know some of us, we have more bills due than money in a bank account right now, have a lot of single parents raising the kids on their own, dealing with death right now, feeling lost. Some recently divorced, jobless, hopeless, and down on your luck, or et cetera. Just understand that I have the faith to believe. I have the faith to believe for you that change is on the way. And understand that troubles don't always last. So no matter what you're in the midst of, joy will come in the morning. So these are all problems that have purpose in the midst of the pain. And the only way that we will see the benefits of any of this stuff, all of the things that we go through, is if we persevere and push through. Nothing worth having will come easy. And if it's worth having, then it's worth working for. Starting right now on tonight, I want you to give him praise and pray through any and all of your problems. And I want to start by praying with you tonight. So let's go before the Lord again. Heavenly Father, I come to you as humble as I know how to, God, saying thank you. Thank you for being so good to each and every single one of us, God. Father God, I come asking for a fresh anointing and a fresh perspective to be granted to your people on tonight. I come asking right now, God, for new hope, God. New hope to be granted for your people. New hope to be filled in each and every single one of the hearts we've gathered here on tonight, oh God. I pray for a spirit of newness, oh God, so that someone can be released from the old ways, their old mindsets, and their old beliefs, oh God. I come expecting you, God, to move in their life right now, Father God, like you've never done before. Somebody is feeling empty at this very moment, oh God, and I come standing in the gap asking you to fill them up right now, God. Give them the strength in the midst of the problems and the pain so that they can persevere. This is my prayer in your mighty, matchless Son, Jesus' name. I pray and I come believing you for it, God, and I have the faith to believe that you're going to do it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. The takeaway from today's topic is to recognize and realize that we have the power and authority in Christ to persevere through our problems and pain with praise. Praise will absolutely confuse the enemy every single time, y'all. Don't stop, don't settle, keep stepping. I really hope that you've enjoyed today's topic. Tune in on September 6, 2018 at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time for my next topic, Repent, Rebuke, and Resist. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook for more daily motivational messages at Shea Pratcher. My Instagram is at limitlesslight.prod. And just a little announcement, our first album has officially released this month. Super excited about what God is doing in this season of my life. It's titled Enter the Light by Limitless, and it is now available on all the major outlets. So iTunes, Google Play Music, Amazon, CD Baby, et cetera, for $9.99. Go get you a copy. I am I am 100% sure that you'll be blessed. 18 tracks of God's blessing. We appreciate the love and support, and as we continue to do God's work, His will, His way. Shout out to Kayla Padgett for this platform and all that she actually does for God's children, y'all. She is truly a blessing to so many, and I thank God for her. I love you, Kayla, and team. And again, this is Shea Pratcher. As always, pray for me while I pray with and for you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And God loves you so much more. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
By any of the 108 Atlanta area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, oh.